What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
What up, world? We are in the Bay, and we are killing it. Pergola time. If you know anything about the pergola, you are a hip-hop head. If you know anything about the pergola, you know about the future. That's what's coming to hip-hop. Me and my boy Matt here with the future legend, but somebody who I've really been promoting, somebody I've been jamming. It's an honor to meet and welcome into his home. We got LaRusse on all the smoke, y'all.
Come on! Welcome.
You did.
Yeah.
You dig. It's only right.
From the pergola, it's only right.
We in here. Right, first, man. We got to shout out Momo's.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Vallejo.
Come on.
Bro, they got the best breakfast potatoes I ever had in my life. Like, it didn't need no
and
salt,
toast.
No pepper, no hot sauce, no ketchup. It didn't need nothing.
He finna go crazy.
Man.
Yeah, shout out Momo.
Come
appreciate
on.
You, bro.
Hey, man, before we get to the questions, man, I just want to give you flowers, man. It's a lot of artists in the game right now, and I listen to music, all ages, all time frames. A lot of people don't have substance. A lot of people don't understand who they are, you know what I mean? And a lot of people don't understand their worth. So I think that's what I respect the most about you is at a young age, you understand who you are and your worth. And we preach that a lot, you know what I'm saying? And for me, I learned that at a young age. I mean, at an older age, you know what I'm saying? I learned it late. But to see a young girl like you in this business and leading it that way and speaking it and knowing what you're talking about, I got to salute you for that. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a big fan, Ark.
Definitely.
Come on. Yeah.
All right, let's get to it. Explain to the listeners how you released your latest album, I Hate When Life Is Going Great. What mind frame you was in at that time?
So the same as usual, just trying to, you know, keep getting bigger each release and do something new and fresh and innovative. So with this album, I usually always sell my albums offer-based through my website, but this is the first time we've done it in the Web3 space, so people can kind of get it instantly, and the payment transactions is instant, and it could be split and divvied, so it's just trying something new, but we did it as a proud-to-pay system, so you can pay whatever you want for the album. Mm-hmm. We end up selling 2,500 albums in 5 days, mm-hmm. you know, which is like a streaming equivalent of like 25 million streams.
So what was the price range from what to what did you see?
From
$1 to $1,500.
Dope.
Yeah.
I bought it for $100.
Yeah. Dope. Come on.
Dope.
Talk about it.
Dope. I'm late to it, but I'm gonna go get me mine today.
Yeah, man. It's been a beautiful range, and it's really dope to see people just show. Like, some people gave their last dollar, you know?
Right.
So it's beautiful. You never know what amount and what it means, you mm-hmm. know, where it's coming from.
You was dropping an album, what, every month, every
Come
other
on,
month?
Come on, something like that.
Yeah, I was on.
Nah, Jack been a big fan. Something about Jack, he don't really get too excited for too many guests. You know what I mean? Like,
beautiful.
You know what I mean? And you seen, we didn't have the best of the best, but this one, like...
He wasn't excited about y'all niggas.
Hey, Hey, no bullshit. We on Clay's boat yesterday, coming back from practice, and he's trying to line this up. So what time we gonna do it?
I'm trying to get to the crib, man.
Like, Jack made sure we got out here, man, because that's how special he feels, but we feel about you, bro.
Honored.
Yes, sir, man.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah,
man, we know where you're taking it. But talk about the music business. What's the first thing you can say what you think is wrong with it?
It's unfair. I think just in terms of, I feel like when you do a deal, everyone should walk away. Like, when you get a deal, like on Black Friday, you walking out the store
feeling
skipping.
Good.
Nigga,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Nigga, that's
I
a
won.
Deal. That's not how these deals
right.
feel.
Right.
They ain't deals. Mm-hmm. They agreements, mm-hmm. but they not deals. You know, a deal feels really good, like you won. And just the way that it's structured just doesn't make sense for people who... really work to build something already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could really work, you could do something great, game-changing, like, you just gave this whole spiel about how you feel about me and how my music has affected you and impacted you and the innovation that we're creating. And someone will see that same shit and come offer some bullshit.
Right, word.
Right?
Word.
That has, like, it's not, you're not even trying to make the culture benefit, you're just trying to profit off of what could be of the culture.
Right.
You know what, too? Like, I want you to elaborate on it a little more because, like, being unfair is one thing. It's beyond unfair.
Right? And it's, man, bro, it sucks because it's like the people in these offices. I've had someone offer me a deal, and I asked them about how they felt, and they were like, it's not a bad deal. And it's like, but you're encouraging me to sign it, and you're black too. It's like you selling a nigga back into slavery, and you know it, but you okay with it.
It's only benefits for
you
one
feel
side.
Me right, and that's insane to me. It's absolutely insane. Like, you should never do a deal. You should never send someone something that you're
right.
like, it's like that's fucked up. Like,
right.
That's how you feeling? Right, but that's the type of shit that people do in this industry, and that's how the deals in the business be happening. And everybody's supposed to just be like, it's just business, and be okay with it. I'm not okay with this
right.
shit.
What advice would you give them, like, to see these red flags, to go in it with the right understanding that I'm not coming in this thing to be used, I'm coming in to be a partner, or, you know, so I'm coming in to make sure it's beneficial for both sides?
Man, really trust your gut. Like, you can always feel when that shit ain't right. And you can always feel genuine interest. When you walked in this backyard, it felt like we knew each other.
Already.
Nigga, you coming back home. When you go into places, if it don't feel like you coming home, mm-hmm. like, you could always sense in the energy, it's like, bro, they don't really fuck with you here. You can't even name a song.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I here? You mm-hmm. feel me? But that's the type of shit that you get into where it's like, it's just business, but... For us, it's life. This is my real life. It's
right.
like, you know, it's not just business for me. It's my real life.
Max. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Good Company.
Come on.
Talk about it.
Yeah, man, Good Company is an independent collective from Vallejo, California. A bunch of the homies.
They
we
here?
Really built
this,
something.
This
yeah,
some of them?
Man, we got some homies here. Come on,
good
man.
Good company.
Man.
Spelled like penny at the end, but good company. I'm on.
Come on, beautiful. And yeah, we've really cultivated and just grew something monumental in the city, helping artists out, helping feed the community, doing dope shows, just bringing a new culture to the city that we haven't really got to experience here yet.
Mm-hmm. And doing something that really ain't never been done with the Purge.
Come on, y'all at the pergola. This shit ain't the same.
It ain't the same.
Yeah.
It's different.
Come on,
so different.
From the 2K screen in real life.
Thanks.
I love
Thanks.
It.
Talk about your upbringing in Vallejo. You know, I'm from, born and raised in San Jose, but then moved to Sacramento, so I came past this. I was close to this about an hour away, but I got family out this way. But it's different out here. I try to tell people, Vallejo, the Bay, they're all different in their own different ways, but they're just way different than everywhere else.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the energy. I feel like the energy of Vallejo feels like Mac Dre and E-40. Like, when you hear their music and the way
Valley
they talk
Joe.
And the way they dress, the slang, like, you get a very good representation of the Bay. Like, it's... I don't know, it feel like a party. Like, mm-hmm. when there's multiple niggas from the Bay in a room, it's a party.
Yeah.
You feel me? And that's really the energy.
That's all we did when we played here.
Yeah.
Party.
All the time.
Oh, we did.
From downtown Oakland to Fillmo to where?
Come on.
Everywhere.
Too much. Glad there was no camera phones back then.
Yeah, nah.
It would have been all bad.
We would have stayed viral.
We might have not.
And suspended.
We might have not have been here.
Viral and suspended.
Yeah, got
we
might have
not have been here. We might have not have been here. You play any sports growing up?
Just around the neighborhood.
Okay.
Not like, you know, for a team or anything.
Uh-huh. Well, yep. Talk to us about your childhood. Like, what were you like? What were you into? What made you?
Outside, playing basketball. Like, you feel me? I really grew up on a block
you
where
got G?
It was
You got
fit.
Game?
Yeah, man, I like to think I'm pretty good. You feel me?
You got game? You're
my best friend, though, so don't tell you. That's our job. But, yeah, man, I grew up on a block where it was very active. It was hella mm-hmm. kids, like, growing up. So we was always outside.
It's not like that no more for my kids.
You feel me? And just my neighborhood, we've had a lot of neighbors here that's here a decade plus. Mm-hmm. So they've seen me grow up and cultivate this thing. And, like, some come to the shows and shit. Just like hyper regular, you know, it just felt good.
Felt like home.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. He's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
God willing, where you see yourself in 5 years?
Dimdale Dimmadome. Man, you feel me? I'm building Disneyland at home. I think in 5 years, y'all going to be able to come back here, and it's going to be an entirely different experience. The pergola going to be big as hell, and it's just going to be a new environment cultivated. We're going to be having to do part two.
Come on, man. We're coming back. Your parents, the importance. I mean, Pops has been around here blessing us. Mom's been around here. Talk to us how important they were to have both them in your life.
Man, very, very. Like, you really get to, your surroundings completely determine who you become and who you are. And, like, I see so much of my personality and shit in my mom. Like, we have, my mom's somebody that you gotta love. It don't matter what she doing, you gotta love her, right? And we got that similar thing. And through my pops, it's like cultivating business and just learning how to handle, how to communicate and be effective and efficient is just like some shit that I was able to pick up through surrounding.
Who were some of the people you looked up to kind of when you first started getting into music?
Lil Wayne, Kanye, Cole, Kendrick, of course, DMX, Hov.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, my goat.
Man, Wayne was on it was just a different time. It was a different time.
He was
doing what we're doing like today, dropping this much. It was like, bro, he had songs that you never hear on the radio, but everybody's singing them. We all know that shit.
Mixtape Wheezy, that was a crazy run.
Mixtape Wheezy.
Crazy run. Anybody from the Bay?
Yeah, man, I grew up on like all the Bay legends. So 40 Short, Richie Rich, Dre, Mac Maul, Be Legit. You feel me? My mom and dad slapped everybody. We was laced with music.
That's what's up.
Get right. You need to get some get right was my shit.
Come on, Delinquents.
Yeah.
Mr. Fab. Come on. Yeah.
Shout out Fab.
Three times. Craig, man. We really had it. And Bay, the music scene was just different. Like, man, you know, and every region has their legends, but ours really, we really put that shit down.
So to me, you from the Bay, but you have a different style. How did you find your style?
Man, I think life gave it to me, you know. That's one of those things.
Organic.
Like, I don't have to, you know. I grew into who I was. I didn't really have to mold it. You know, you have those periods where you're trying to be everything else, just trying to find out who you are, and then naturally just through that finding, you get to where you at.
2021, you had 4,000 followers. Now you at a half an M.
Sheesh!
That's
so long.
But all off the organic hustle, how that feel?
Yeah, all off the grind, man, it feels good. You know, I'm somebody who firmly believes you nothing is impossible as long as you work for it. If you do the work, you're going to get the result.
Right.
And we did a shit ton of work, so it's beautiful to see that it actually works and it's not just theory. You know, a lot of people think people are lucky or people are chosen, but it's like, nah, nigga, we really did that work.
A lot of people take that for granted. Social media, talk about the good and the bad. Like, social media has definitely helped you a lot because that's how I found out about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people, too. And that's how this backyard kind of got filled up, you know, when you had these shows.
Come on.
Talk about the good and the bad of social media, though, because you can use it to your advantage, but it can also hurt you, too.
Yeah. Right? I mean, social media is a tool of duality like anything else. You could either with a hammer, you could build a pergola or you could beat the shit out of somebody.
Word.
Right? And I think it's just being conscious of how you choose to build with your tool. You know, it's a bunch of shit on your tool belt and you can always use them two different ways. You got to choose what's the best way for you to use it.
Mm-hmm. I think we all have been victims of using it both ways.
Naturally.
I know me for sure. I done got on there and said some shit I wasn't supposed to
bro,
say.
Bro, they took my shit away for 6 months.
Yeah, I tried to help you. I couldn't
bro,
do nothing,
they took
fam.
My shit away for 6 months. I just don't like I said, it's a whole little mess. But like you said, as long as you're using it the right way.
Right.
My whole thing with social media is just don't say nothing to me on social media you wouldn't say to my face.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, let's keep it real. Like, come on. That's
See,
my
but
only
that
way.
Social media is just one of those things that you have to be very conscious of the space you're entering.
Right.
Like, if you go into a bar full of drunk people, don't expect to not get punched.
There you go.
Feel me? Like, you, this is the environment we're entering.
Yeah.
So it's like being, you got to be hyper-conscious of that with social media. Like, you got to know what you're walking into.
Yeah, it's just,
I hate that about social media. Like, whoever social media is,
whoever
I don't like the fact that you tell me what I can say and what I can't say.
Social media.
That's what I, you know, I fuck with you because, you know, I do biz with you. And
I do biz with
you. Yeah, but I don't like how you decide to take my story and cut my live off when I can't, when I say something that you don't agree with. Who are you to disagree with me?
But
fuck out of here.
That's like the reason why we have to literally build and establish our own spaces.
Yeah.
Because as long as we using they shit, when a nigga like, hey, nigga, you talking too much? Right.
Cut a nigga clean off.
Right.
You got to have that ecosystem.
You have to. You have to build your own.
We need to pull up on social media and have a convo,
bro, if you allow them to feed you, you allow them to starve you. That's just what that shit is.
On another note, let's get on something positive. Give me two of your favorite moments, well, one of your best moments over the last 2 years. A lot of good stuff has been happening to you. A lot of blessings coming your way, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of them. Man, Breakfast Club was a moment, and L.A. Leakers was a moment. Those were two major moments where the energy going into those things was high, and we knew what was going to come out of it. And it's just beautiful to, like, execute a plan and, you know, get the result from the work you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did kick by L.A. Leakers.
Where you're at now and the path you're on, obviously, with the independent route, would you ever, if the deal was right, go to a major, or you like the indie grind?
Yeah, I'm not against deals. I'm just against bad deals. You feel me? Good deals are great.
No question.
Everybody love deals.
Okay.
You
right.
feel me?
Right.
But,
it gotta make sense.
It has to make sense. And, like, we've really notice now that we've cultivated so much shit independently that a lot of people aren't offering much.
Mm-hmm.
They just know who to offer to. You feel me? For people who don't have a lot established, it makes sense for them.
Mm-hmm.
But once you got something established, like, once you're at a certain level in life, the people around you have to bring a little bit more if they want to stay there. You feel me?
Well, I hope by doing this, we could help you continue to grow.
Definitely.
Get the message out there, bro.
Come on. Y'all came to the pergola. Nah. It's not the same.
Pulled up.
Yeah.
Anybody crazy out of the blue kind of contact you since your wave has been continuing to grow?
Diddy. L.A. Reid.
L.A. Reid. That's major.
We've had a few major ones that felt really good. But yeah, L.A. Reid and Diddy was definitely those pinnacles.
But talk to us about that experience, though. Like, you shared it with the team. What was the energy like? What was the thought like? You don't have to tell us what it was about, but how was just the back and forth with it?
Man, it's dope to just be able to see your heroes in person without a cape on, you know, beyond the glass. Because, you know, when you coming up, you only get to see everybody through a glass. Like, you don't really know what's there, just whatever we see on social. So it was really dope to be in those same spaces. And it's one of those things that really sit with you and you realize, like, you only get certain places by doing certain work. You feel me? You do the right shit and you land in the right places.
So obviously you're waiting for the right deals, but, you know, talk to us about some of the struggles of being independent.
Man, just having capital to execute your plan and your ideas. But really now that I've been able to do it and establish it longer, I'm realizing that there's not many struggles. It's just how willing you are to do the work. Right,
yeah,
you
work.
Feel me?
And that's with any grassroots thing. You're going to go through those same little
ups and
downs.
Exactly. It's like, are you willing to do this much work or no? You know, and if you're not willing to do that amount of work, then it's a struggle. But if it's not, it's just work to do.
Get in what you put out. You get out what you put in.
Simple.
what mind frame were you in on your last project? Like, where were you at mentally constructing the songs, and how fast did you make that album?
Man, so I finished it recently, but some of these songs are from like last year and a few months ago. It's been like a span of a year. I met a really dope producer named Def Half in Snow Beach, and we just start kind of cooking and making different sounds, and eventually the songs just kind of collage together. Okay. They weren't made to be, you know, mm-hmm. one thing, but they eventually all felt good, and they all had the same similar path, like of me just telling my story and different phase and different mindsets that I've been in.
Young still, just really getting started.
Come on.
What's on your board?
Disneyland.
That's it.
That's my main thing. You know, I don't really be setting too many goals anymore. You know, I literally just go get the shovel and start digging. And it's like, whatever come from this shit, this is what we're
going to
get.
Something's going to come.
Right? We build the pergola, and next thing you know, it's like, y'all here, we got four shows running, so you do the work and that shit come.
Who is your Mount Rushmore of hip-hop? Four GOATs.
Pac.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Hove.
Mm-hmm.
Drake.
Like, yep.
That fourth got a tie with Kendrick and Cole.
That's a tough one. Yeah,
right.
That's a hard one.
But then those is like, it's like these are, this is for certain. And you know, there's so many because Nas is on there. Yeah. But
That's what speaks to you.
Talk about Drake. How has he influenced you in the music space?
Man, Drake has, myself and everyone, just by being unapologetically free when he creates.
Right.
Like, Drake made Nonstop and Controller and One Dance and Hotline Bling. Like, he hasn't, no one's been able to keep him here.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't give a fuck. He like, nah, I'm going over here with it, right? And it's either you rock with it or you don't. And singing artists do that for me, like, there's songs where I sing and harmonize on.
Why That's should I wait for you?
Come on!
Only wasting time.
My name be in the car
My
with
time.
It. Yeah.
Why should I wait for
Bro,
you?
Bro, and that was a Drake inspired
track. I ain't got the time of the day.
Huh?
Hold on, don't get me
Belly
started,
got
man.
Time for myself.
Hey. Hop out, slide by yourself.
What?
Come on, stop, man. We gonna chill. We gonna wait on that.
But yeah, man, Drake has just, he's unlocked the field. You know, for so long, hip-hop was like boxes. You could either be conscious, you could be gangster, mm-hmm. you could be this, that, but that's your lane versus him. He put everything in one.
He checked all of them.
He took everything.
I love his versatility because if you feel like it ain't for you, it's for somebody. Trust me.
Right.
Right.
Somebody gonna like
Somebody loves it, right?
He
makes, like I said, he makes music for different reasons, for different purposes, and I think like he's kind of the, like you said, the blueprint as far as being able to cross over in different lanes and ventures and be successful. Obviously, other people have done it, but to the extent he's done it, it hasn't been seen.
It's different.
Right.
It's different. Right.
Them Drake numbers are different.
Couple artists you want to collab with that you haven't.
Drake.
Mm-hmm.
Tell Cole, Kendrick. Is that his solo right here?
Drake.
Yeah.
Cole, Kendrick, Hov, Nas, I'm here.
Yeah. Tell them come where? Where they come?
Come on. Come to the pergola. We outside.
Yeah. All right.
Come on.
One of our homies is Simba, him and Matt real cool as well.
Yeah.
And he's been going off on freestyles, but he's been talking highly about you. You know, we high on him as well. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Simba. What's y'all bond like?
Man, that's my dog. He pulls up to the pergola and he shows love and he rock merch. And man, it's just dope to see another person from the region in a position where we could talk about him like, bro, you gotta consider it. Like, this nigga going, you know? We've had a long disparity in the region of like rap, you know, real hip hop. So it's just really dope to see it.
At the same time, word.
Quick hitters, first thing that comes to your mind, let it go. One message, if you had a on a billboard, what would it be?
Go get that bag.
Go get that bag.
What?
Go get that bag. In the back of the truck.
Come
on. The video.
Isn't that? That's Pop Straight. Ain't the same.
Come on, man. That was hard. If you can relive, well, you don't watch sports, so I'm gonna say music. If you could go back and watch one live concert of any artist, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh.
Sheesh. Pop. House of Blues. I watched that shit on YouTube.
What he did, hit him up.
Right? Oh, you watch it on YouTube and it's like, damn! Then, you know, it's selling. Very few artists, you could feel it through the screen.
Yeah.
It's like, bruh.
Imagine being there.
Imagine, right? The energy in there.
Man, that shit would have been crazy. If you could be a fly on the wall to any artist making any album throughout history, what would it be?
Kanye making College Dropout, which Genius kind of allowed us a bit, which was really dope.
Right.
But yeah.
That shit was incredible.
Incredible. Incredible. Man, it was the first we heard music like that for hip hop. To me, you feel me? Like, I end up getting, my sister used to always play Kanye, and I didn't understand it yet because it wasn't like the radio or like 50 Cent and them, so I didn't get it. But when I finally got to the point where I was able to receive, was like, what the fuck?
That shit, that shit got me through, because that's right at the time while I was leaving college, where I just got drafted, I got cut, I went to the G League and had to grind for like that whole season. Mm. It's the same, the dropout, that shit was all about the grind and the hustle and what happens when we, what's going to happen when we get on.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope. So,
and you
yeah,
made
yeah,
it. Man. Nigga, it's different. Yeah.
That shit's dope.
Unlimited amount of money. First thing you're going to buy mom and pops.
Ooh.
Each.
Unlimited. I like that word. That's a lot of money. Unlimited.
Probably a crib, but really I just give them the bread so they can go get what,
they
want.
Because,
it's different when you get to choose what you get to get. You feel me?
Yeah.
Go do what you want to do. Funniest thing that happened to you lately?
Funniest thing that happened to me lately? Huh. I don't know. Has anything funny happened to me? We always laughing. It's random shit happening. I don't know. I don't recall.
You be real hype on stage. You ain't stumble or nothing on stage yet?
Nah, man.
Because it's going to happen. I'm just going to tell you. It happens to all the greats.
You always see the video of the nigga falling off stage.
You just be too crunk and your steps don't go as... Your mind and your feet doing too...
I don't know, but he's starting on the pergola. You know what I mean? So he got an advantage.
I'm used to it. Chris Brown.
He knows his
space. Chris Brown
But Chris Brown is backflipping and doing shit like that.
Hey, that nigga fell, and I'm finna try it, though. When I do it, that's my go-to.
Try to flip right.
Right.
Oh, you saw that shit too.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The Knix anniversary sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of Knix's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to Knix leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine washable, and great looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable Knix wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your Knix favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at Knix.com. That's KNIX.com for the Knix anniversary sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to Knix.com. That's KNIX.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Five dinner guests, dead or alive.
Pop, Hov, Steve Jobs, Tim Cook, Martin Luther King. Mm.
Six, five.
If you could see one guest on our show, All the Smoke, who would it be?
One guest on All the Smoke?
Yeah.
Now that you in the books now, you officially
in the books. Yeah.
I want to see my dog, Fonnie, on here, and let me tell you why. So Fonnie plays rugby.
Fonnie!
Right? And it's not too many black faces in rugby,
right.
And he's exceptional. And, like, the world doesn't get to witness it because, like, you know, rugby isn't on a level of the other sports, but it's mm-hmm. because, like, the culture ain't there yet.
Right.
Once we, like, you know, Serena, that's why niggas at the tennis games, because mm-hmm. Serena up here,
Tiger,
you feel me?
Yep.
So it's like, once the culture comes and they get to see, it's different.
Yeah.
It's different.
I ain't mad at that.
Well, man, first I want to say thank you to, you know, the team and the family and everybody here. But a special thanks to you, your mom, and your pops, man, for allowing us to come mm-hmm. here, set up All the Smoke, to have you on the show, man, and to come show you some love and give you your flowers. We appreciate you having us, bro.
Come on. We got
some gear for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, yes, we got some gear, some All the Smoke gear for you.
Yeah.
And also, we got some special for y'all coming soon, a special first time All the Smoke performance
yeah.
by the one and only Bill Russell.
Come on.
Doing
live
one of my
from
favorite
the pergola.
Jams. Live from the pergola.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
This is different.
Hold on. Before we do all that, let's invite the team up here. Come on, team. Come on.
Yeah, come get some love.
Come on, come on,
man.
Coach Joe. Come company.
Coach Joe,
they
company.
Pull up.
Pull up.
Where's mom and pops at?
Mom's in the house watching the game show, I think. Mom's cooling.
Get moms. Tell moms to come out. Come on.
There she go. There she go.
Yeah.
Come on.
We at the perk, man. This is everybody
that
made this happen, man.
Nigga.
Yes.
Hold on,
So introduce everybody.
Dally,
come on. Whoever's in,
what
come on.
What we doing?
Good company.
Hey, Prima, come on. What we doing?
Introduce everybody.
Man, so let me, man, what a line. And it's so
start
many.
Started pops.
Man, so this is Pops, man. Y'all familiar with Pops?
Yeah.
When y'all come and y'all eat, y'all get right. This is Tieta. Tieta helps cultivate the business. She helps with social media, all the plays, she all the innovative ideas. Tieta's right there. Xiaomaine has been engineering my music since about 2013, 2014.
Yeah, engineering.
He's been here decades. Fonnie has been my best friend since middle.
Hey, shout out Fonnie.
You see Fonnie at the shows. He secured me. He DJ. Hey, he do whatever I need him to do.
I was impressed because everyone's in here chopping it up, doing whatever. Bro's over there reading.
Yeah.
You know who did that?
He don't even read. That was just for the show.
No,
that shit was just a look.
Got his phone inside the book.
That's crazy.
Ronnie, my dog, though.
Read.
We got B Giggs here. B Giggs is a Vallejo legend. He's done the design, artwork, merch for so many artists that came out this region.
Yep.
begin. Jacob here. Jacob is a recent addition to the team. He's one of my live engineers. He makes sure the shows go right.
Yes, sir.
Sarai back here. Local Sarai. Real nigga. It ain't the same. Sarai helps with merch. So half the merch, if y'all wearing it, Sarai help press it and distribute it.
We need to buy some before we leave.
Yes, yeah. Yes, my mom with the glasses. It's mom.
What's up, mom?
It ain't the same.
And she said, I seen your face on TV before when I first walked in here.
The real is out, man. Yeah. Moms help with everything. She helped with shipping, getting shit done, everything. Right. Won't be giving the credit, but she be getting shit done. Yeah, come on. Millie right here. Millie has been my best friend since high school. Millie helps with planning shows, lining shit up, shipping, merch, everything. If we need somebody to help with anything, everything. Ibrima, new addition to the team. Yeah. Ibrima has helped me build the first offer-based ticketing platform. It's called What's TBA. So this is why I've been doing Proud to Pay shows. We have a tech behind it now that he and his team has helped build. Yeah, Shout out to Tally over here. Tally's on the V. Tally went to high school with me. She raps as well, but she does embroidery. So she makes hats, garments. She's about to be helping us build the merch line even more. You feel me? The ones that's not here. Yaya, Tessie, David. Man, we got it's so many cool. Joe, it's so many members of this team that helped build this brand. Yeah. Raiz, Taz, Tope, shout out to y'all niggas. It ain't the same.
It ain't the same, man. Yeah. We at the Pergola, man. All the smoke. This is good company. LaRussell, we thank y'all. We appreciate y'all for having us. Stay tuned for a first-time performance on All the Smoke. Come on, about to get real.
Showtime Basketball, YouTube, and our platform, Black Effect.
Come on.
See y'all next week.
It's love. Jack said we got to get them right. Yeah.
I don't wanna have to circle back around. Yeah.
New levels. You build it and they will come. Disneyland. Hey. Searching for a reason not to feel away. Depression sure knows how to kill a day. Wonder if I ever really smile again. Trauma got me feeling like a child again. Lost and confused, partially abused. Had to get used to the feeling of feeling used. Made all this green and now I'm singing the blue. Let me get in front of top. Searching for a reason not to feel away. Depression sure knows how to kill a day. Wonder if I ever really smile again. Trauma got me feeling like a child again. Lost and confused, partially abused. Had to get used to the feeling of feeling used. Made all this green and now I'm singing the blues. Game finally over and now I'm reading the rules. You don't know love, all you care about is you. Love what I do, made you care about it too. Been high so long, I stopped caring about the view. What a shame, I heard this the best part of the game. Made enough change to see everything switch. Change the game, that's when everything glitched. It's hard to break walls when they made out of bricks. Thought not being broke would get everything fixed. Measures we had to take for people to say I'm great. All the crooked shit I did just to see my niggas straight. I helped niggas eat, they never made me a plate. Helped them milk the game, they never made me a shake. All I ask is donations, little participation. 50 piece stash for the precipitation. Everybody stop once they see the renovations. Wanna come in and ask about your vacation. Niggas said I'm on my high horse for feeling worried. The dirt on my name kept you from being buried. In the end, I had a garlic naan with the curry, huh? I ain't choose this path chose me. How you got an attitude? Y'all niggas owe me. Damn, I'm really big now. Look at who owe me. I helped everybody down. Who the fuck gon' hold me? I lift everybody up. Who the fuck gon' lift me? I cooked and everybody ate. Who gon' tip me? I don't see a bill on the table, just a bill on the table. Treat you like a big deal when it's a deal on the table. I didn't put everything I killed on the table. I'm the whole reason it's a meal on the table. All my dues paid, I'm grateful with what I gave. Shit, I guess I get my flowers on my grave. Hey, it's different. So honored, so grateful to be here. This shit is amazing. Man, I wrote this song in such a different space of life, and it's beautiful to make it this far and see what's around me and all the gratitude, man. It's a lot of beautiful people behind me making this shit happen. Yeah.
Can we turn them up once? Are we set? Let me get some more. Hey, black boy, go get your shine on. Could do anything you put your mind on. They probably can't do it if they ain't do it. Trying to convince a nigga who done did it. They said I couldn't get this far without a distro. Ha, finna go platinum like Cisco. Made it from the backyard. I'm still in this bitch. Childhood home, I was little in this bitch. Went through it, I can tell you how to do it. Niggas look gas, I can tell they out of fluid. Made it this far off work. 100 off merch, super color for the transform the shirt. You know what I'm worth, baby. You ain't gotta go into your purse. You can set your own pace when you're first. Got it out the dirt. Probably find mud in my hearse. It's priceless, I'll tell you what it's worth. Ultra Rain Crocs in a GC shirt. That my uniform, bitch, I'm finna go to work. Ultra Rain Crocs in a GC shirt. That my uniform, bitch, I'm finna go to work. Nigga, let me count this money. Tens, twenties, fifties, hundreds. Huh? What time is it? It's time to go get that bag. These niggas thinking I'm a rap star. Bitch, I'm a hustle like my dad. Oh, shit. I need stock, cheese, checks, gold. Made a quarter million and my neck ain't froze. Seen a bigger picture and I hit my pose. Made it off E. Quarantine got the city on lock. Ooh, rap, sing, and I even make stock. Write books, and I even sell stock. Bitch, I need 10, 10, 20, 20, 50, 50, 100. Nigga, let me count, 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 10, 10, 10, 20, 20, 50, 50. Nigga, let me count this money. 10, 10, 20, 20, 50, 50, 100. Nigga, let me count. All the Smoke Podcast, man. Thank you for having us. Incredible. He don't stop. Y'all gonna have to stop him. Huh? 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 Nine on the dresser. That's how I deal with the pressure. We keep a ruler for desperate measures. This is high octane. GC hoodie, left the crotch plain. So much flavor, I need a clock chain. 510 XRP, shout out the block. Give me 2 years. I'm on 10 now. Everybody wanna be my friend now. All that bro shit like we can now. I can smell a fake nigga from a mile away though. Could get you rolled and stretched out. Remember I was hating at garage playing hater. Now I get you spread over bread like hater. I'm still here with niggas I started off with. They ain't even give me a wick. I started off lit. Benjamin Button, nigga. What is there to do now? With a red bone getting blue down. Sugar free and drew down. I've been going too dumb. Boy, I play like I'm down 2-1. Finna blow up like I'm too young. I've been eating ramen, meditating, trying to reach ramen. Amongst mere mortals, I'm a shaman. Highly uncommon. These rappers acting like common. Nothing else really rhyme with common. We can take a break now. We just need a one. I put an ace down. Blackjack, nigga, 9 on the dresser. That's how I deal with the pressure. We keep a ruler for desperate measures. This is high octane. GC. I need a clock chain, 5K and XRP, shout out the block. Give me 2 years, I'll buy the whole. Give me 2 years, I'll buy the whole. Nigga, give me 2 years, I'll buy the whole blockchain. We in a pergola. We in a pergola. Give it to him one time, Matt.
Yeah, yeah, we at the motherfucking pergola. That's where we at. Once again, man, we appreciate y'all letting All the Smoke come here. Should bring our show, but also we wanted to give you a flowers, dog. First performance ever on All the Smoke. Jeez, epic at the pergola. But much success, prosperity to you, dog. I like the way you rock. I like the way you hold your people down. That's something I stand for and how I move. So it's nothing but love coming from Stack 5, dog.
Again, man, we appreciate you. You could tell a lot about a person by the way they move and who their family is. This is a great family, great environment. You let us in the backyard. We own the pergola. I mean, it's just been a beautiful thing, man. So again, this is what we did our platform for. You mean, like you said, to collab, to give people a platform to continue to do right. You know, you're one of the, in this business, it's hard to stay straight, but you know, you staying straight, and it's a beautiful thing to see. So man, we thank all you guys, everyone who tuned in, all the smoke, Valley Joe, we out of here.
As I said again, and I'm going to say it and keep saying it, we setting trends again for the first time ever. La Russell, All the Smoke, live performance. You bitch, you in the pergola.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.